Hey, how you doing? It's Monday on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. So there's two ways to look at this, right? It's like, it's Monday. Or, hey, it's Monday. Let's do this. I prefer the second.
Okay, me too. Hey, right. Yay. It's the 5 a.m. club.
Hello,
it's Monday.
Hello, 5 a.m. club. What are you doing up so early, huh? Getting ready to go to work, maybe on your way to work. Maybe you got to be there by now, by 6.
Maybe you're doing laundry.
Yeah.
818-2899.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Going to the gym. There's a lot of early gym people. And I wish I was you.
Really? I would like to give you a little piece of paper, like a pass that says, okay, here, you go to the gym. You can sign it for me and just say that I did it too.
Oh, I was your, well, you could be the accountability partner. You don't actually physically do the act. You just make sure everyone else does. Isn't it funny? I have a window of time in my morning that either I work out or if I miss that window, I'm not going back. It's either immediately after the show, I work out.
Right.
If I don't, that's it. There's no other time in the day. If I miss that window, done. It's closed. Shut. And then I know if I'm going to miss the window based on what I wear that morning. If I have my gym clothes on, then I'm good. If I have regular clothes, I'm not changing.
Oh, well, then you're setting yourself up. Then you know what you're going to
do. Yes, yeah, right. So today, see, I was standing in my closet for quite some time this morning thinking, should I put on my gym clothes? But I have so many things that I got to get done. I'm not going to so I'm wearing regular clothes.
No gym day today. When you do work out, what do?
I do my YouTube videos. Or I run on the treadmill.
Oh, you guys got a treadmill.
It's the 4x4 Norwegian. Wait, what is it called? Somebody help me out here. It's the new thing, I guess. You run for 4 minutes, you walk, slow it down for 3, pick up the speed again as fast as you can for 4 minutes, down for 3, and you do it 4 times.
Oh. See, that's where I get lost in the whole reps thing. Because I daydream and I don't remember like what I did. And all of a sudden I'm like, nah, screw it.
Is that your excuse?
No, it's truth. I mean,
I thought you would appreciate that because that is like something changes. Something different is going to happen in 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And therefore that, right? That
no, my
tickles
ADHD,
your ADD?
No, my ADHD brain says like it gets all flustered trying to count what happened when and when I'm what I'm supposed to do what and what's next.
Oh.
I can't do like 4, 3, 4 times 10. It's like, huh? Math? No. How many times did I did 4? How many times I did 4 and 3? Okay, that's 1. Then 4 and 3, and then like by the time I'm on my 3rd 4 3, I don't know if I'm number 5 or number 6.
Well, that's okay. Do it 10 times, whatever.
I can't. But I don't know if I've done 10. Now. Well, if I do 11, maybe okay, I missed one. I don't know. That's the way it is.
That's his excuse. So you're trying to tell me your ADHD keeps you from working out. So nobody with ADHD is at the gym right now.
No, it's boring. Working out is boring. I don't mind the exercise, like the strenuous part of it. It just bores the crap out of me because my brain isn't engaged. I don't get
a
dopamine
rush
off it.
You are saying because of your ADHD, it's boring. It bores you.
Yeah.
So therefore, nobody else with ADHD is at the gym right now because they are equally as bored?
No, but they could probably be like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm like, listen, man, I'll work out when I work out. I work out the way I want to work out, and you guys can do your thing, and I'll do my thing.
You look great, and you look like you're significantly
healthy.
Yes.
I've had, and I work out in ways that's not traditional. Like, I think I lost 7 pounds just redoing my kitchen because I'd go up 3-4 flights of stairs times 30 every day.
That is good.
It was brutal.
That is a good workout.
Hey, coming up on 6, I do need to tell you that today and this week is going to be a wicked scorcher. If you want summer, you got it. Sunny, humid today, 88. Tomorrow, close to dangerously hot with a heat advisory feeling like close to 100 degrees. It's going to be 94. It's going to be one of those days again.
Good thing you got that pool, finally. You can go swimming.
I did?
Not you. I'm putting it out there. Because everybody who has a pool is like, oh my God, the summer is never going to get here. We're not really making use of our pool.
No, not true.
So this week.
Not true.
It's been pool week.
It has been pool week for the last 3-4 weeks. Ever since it was 90s a couple weeks ago.
Listen, I don't have a pool. I'm just telling you what people are telling me, that they have a pool. They're like, wow, summer never got here. I wasn't able to really take advantage of my pool.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Spazano and Sandy.
Good morning. How you doing? It's 99 Buzz from Spazano and Sandy. You don't know, lately I've been for breakfast, I've been eating like lunch or dinner kind of food. And I don't know what it's been. Maybe it's because leftovers or whatever, but I haven't had a traditional bacon and eggs or cereal in months. It's so weird. Have you ever do that? You ever have like you pull like, you know, some burgers or dogs out of your fridge in the morning, just like mow them down?
I think we do it all the time because we wake up so early. So by the time it's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock when people are having breakfast, what typically is your breakfast, you and I are like, okay, let's have a steak. It's a problem.
I know.
I don't know if I really enjoy a breakfast.
I know, right? It seems like a weekend thing for me.
But like, did you see the voice message that we got from Chris?
Oh, yeah. About the hot dogs?
This is what we're going to do on Thursday.
Okay, it's the Seattle-style hot dog. So we're talking about, I think it was the New York Times rated the best hot dog presentation in the United States.
What do you put on your hot dog? Because in Seattle, apparently, they put cream cheese and onions.
Okay, take a listen to this guy.
Hey, Scott and Sandy, it's Chris, the fire investigator from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You were just talking about the hot dogs. The Seattle hot dogs on Friday, and I had to tell you, they are delicious. I had my first Seattle hot dog when I was visiting my brother for the Bills and Seahawks game, who's stationed at the Joint Base Lewis McChord, and I have to tell you, again, they are delicious. I recommend them. I really do. And, yeah, they are delicious.
The question is if they're delicious or not.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so cream cheese. I'm telling you, we got to do this on Thursday for Live Audience Thursday.
According to Wikipedia, the Seattle-style hot dog, locally referred to as the Seattle dog, is a hot dog served in a bun slathered with cream cheese and topped with caramelized onions and sometimes jalapenos in Seattle. They're sold from food carts outside stadiums on game day, late night, garbage plate style. Outside music venues, and it does have a little stripe of mustard in there.
Who's coming in for live audience this week? Let's see. Chris, Tiffany, Nisa, and Kenzie and her mom are coming in. Okay, so can you feed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
turns.
Yeah, can you feed 9? Breakfast for 9, Scotty?
Do I have a choice?
Not really.
All right.
Well, we could DoorDash. Could you DoorDash a Seattle dog?
No. They don't sell that around here.
Listen, you're so like...
At that time of morning?
The whole yes and. Just hot dogs and then the side of cream cheese and caramelized onions. You got this, Chef Spazano. I want to try this now. I hate hot dogs. I don't eat hot dogs. I maybe have eaten one in my entire life. But this, if this dude, if Chris says it's delicious, I want to try it.
Sounds great. I mean,
Jersey, New Jersey, Italian hot dog. They stuff it into a pizza bread.
Uh huh.
Now that sounds good.
Really?
I guess
that sounds good. Yeah. I love hot dogs. I love my Zwaggles. And I've tried them all. So we're going to make it with Zweigel's dogs, right? Because it's Rochester. Then we'll put the cream cheese in on it. I got to logistically figure out how am I going to grill hot dogs and then make them, like, come back to life the next morning.
Well, you figure that out on your own time.
You know what? Like, you think it's just like nothing, right? Do you know what it takes to caramelize? You know what it takes to caramelize onions? Hours.
I don't know. Can't you buy it? Well, then DoorDash it.
You can't DoorDash caramelized onions.
Why not?
Because they have to slowly low cook until all the sugar comes out and they turn like caramel, like, you know, like tan brown.
There's breakfast. The caramelized onions go on some breakfast, whatever, some breakfast orders. There's a restaurant caramelizing onions right now.
But it's not like you can just like, you know, microwave it and it's ready. You got to get it done ahead of time, then bring it back in, reheat it. Okay. And you want to do it for there, and you want to do it for Fox Rochester too, right? So well, I'm going to need another 10. I'm going to need an entire like prep kitchen to do this.
You've always said how much you love cooking and you want your own cooking show or whatever. Well, this is kind of like your, you know, this tickles your fancy. This itches the itch. Scratches the itch. Not itches the itch. Scratches the itch of you wanting to cook all the time.
All right, so we'll do the Seattle style dog. If anybody else has ever had it, love to hear about it. So,
and thank you, Chris, leaving us a message from Lancaster, PA.
Yeah, the all you do is to go to the Odyssey, the free Odyssey app, where you listen to the Buzz on and all our podcasts, and you can leave a voice message right there.
The Buzz.
Lots of changes happening at Eastview Mall. Last time you were at Eastview Mall was. Okay, maybe I'm not asking.
2021?
I'm not asking Scott. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You're terrible.
It's been a long time.
Okay, well, I just went over the weekend.
My wife goes all the time, so she makes up for it.
There was a lot of changes I noticed. Starbucks is in a new location now.
Oh.
By where the Lego store is, around that area.
There's a Lego store there?
Where the, what was that store? Oh, I can't remember what store was. Well, wait,
I remember. You walk in the main entrance of Eastview, and it was right there. Right? That's where Starbucks was.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Am I right?
Right.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. By, right. Like, the Pottery Barn entrance. It's mm-hmm. not there anymore now.
Oh.
Now it moved down the hall. And they're doing a Happy Beauty, a cosmetic store that carries a mix of indie brands.
Okay.
Snipes, sneaker and streetwear retailer.
Mm-hmm.
Good Life Collective. We talked about this on the show. Locally owned cannabis dispensary.
Yeah. Inside
at
the mall.
The mall.
Yeah.
Inside cool. the mall.
Yeah, man. Welcome That's to 2026. It, yeah.
And this was the big one.
What?
A specialty Toys R Us pop-up shop.
Oh, no.
I saw the sign when we were there over the weekend, on the storefront, whatever. It's mm-hmm. just a sign that says Toys R Us coming soon. And I was like, oh.
Okay, so it's not a kiosk. Made me so happy. It's not in the hall. It's in a store.
It's in a storefront.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
But it says a specialty Toys R Us pop-up shop. What does that mean? Is it going to feel like Toys R Us?
It means we're not going to commit until it hits. Then we'll commit.
That's what it means.
That's what I got vibe off of. Yeah.
I still am so sad and depressed about Toys R Us closing down. I don't know why that store bothers me that it's not around.
Oh, is the giraffe still like the brand?
I'm assuming so.
What was the giraffe's name?
What was the giraffe's name? Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Is Toys R Us just online now, except for these pop-up spots? I don't know. I was just so... And Ridge Road, mm-hmm. when I drive by West Ridge Road, and I see where it used to be,
mm-hmm.
I always pause for a second and wave.
It's part of your childhood.
It really is. And my kids. Like, I remember like being the kid and then being the parent of the kid.
I missed all that. When I was a kid, we had Ben Franklin on Main Street in Geneseo, and that was my toy shop. We never got into Rochester. As far as we got, it was Southtown Plaza.
Oh.
It was like a day trip.
Toys R Us continues to operate hundreds of stores in countries like Canada, UK, Australia, and parts of Asia.
Nice.
Well, what the heck?
But not in the U.S.?
Now there's shop-in-shop locations inside Macy's. Oh, yeah, they do have
that. Oh, right, I remember that.
But it's not the same.
Maybe it'll get back there.
You got this little patch in the middle of Macy's. It's not the same.
Do we even have a Macy's around here anymore?
Yeah.
that was a very confident yes.
Yes, that was an I'm not sure. There's also a large flagship Toys R Us at the American Dream Mall. Where the hell is the American Dream Mall?
I don't know. I have no idea where the American Dream Mall is.
East Rutherford in New Jersey.
Oh, sure. Of course, I knew that. I'm not... Good for
Anyhow,
Eastview,
which
though.
One of these? Which one of these will bring you back to Eastview? Oh, and a combination of Dunkin' Donuts and Jimmy John's.
Oh, nice, yeah.
There's a lot going on at Eastview Mall, people.
Yeah. What shop's going to bring you back?
I love it.
Not that you ever
Toys R Us. I just said I just spent the last 10 minutes talking about how excited I am for Toys R Us.
Oh, mine's the dispensary. Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure.
You got it.
Maybe that's why they said yes to that.
It's coming up on 6:30 on 98.9 The Buzz. Today, mostly sunny, humid. It's going to turn on, man. It's going to be sloppy, about 88 degrees. Tomorrow is the big heat advisory. It's going to be feeling close to 100, so it's going to be dangerous for old people and pets. Not normal okay. people, but 94 degrees for the high.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, should you start your day with extra creatine? Mm-hmm. You hear about it, you see it all over social media, but is it as good as they make it seem to be? So Holly Jillian, the registered dietitian at URMC Fitness Science, will be on to tell us the real truth about creatine.
Spisano and Sandy.
Good morning, Holly. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Holly Gilligan, registered dietitian, URMC Fitness Science.
We were just talking about on the air how all these influencers are touting like all these things to, you know, increase longevity and increase brain power and make you healthy. And then we're like, wait a minute, mm-hmm. how much of this is real and how much of this is just, you know, getting views and likes?
Right.
So today we want to ask you, creatine. Tell us about creatine, because influencers are touting that creatine is something you should add for building muscle, boosting energy, brain function, even healthy aging. And I admit, I fell for it. And I bought some. I did. I fell for it. And my husband's like, what the heck? Are you a 16-year-old boy? Because that's the last time I had creatine when I was trying to build muscle. I'm like, I don't know. It's good for your brain or something, isn't it? Well. Is it, Holly?
Yeah.
Excellent questions. First and foremost, it's always good to question once we see something take off like that. Usually, nothing is as magical as it's made to seem once the influencers get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
Creatine is one of the only supplements that I can actually stand behind for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It is the supplement that we have the most amount of research on. Overall, it's safe. It is a compound that we actually make in our bodies, and if we eat meat and fish, we're getting it that way as well.
Oh, okay.
That being said, it does not do anything magical if we don't also have a nice balanced diet and we are training along with it. So it can boost our performance if we're doing anything high intensity. It can boost our muscle mass if we are training along with it. We do need more research in terms of what it can actually do for our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain does use ATP, which is, if we remember from high school biology, ATP is the energy molecule. Creatine helps that molecule keep going, and our brain uses that, so it can help with that. But we do not have any solid research on this is going to fix your memory, this is going to prevent any diseases.
Because it's not derived from jellyfish.
Is it bad though to, even though they're still looking for more research to solidify if it's good for your brain or not, does it hurt if you do add too much creatine then?
Great question. So far, no, we've not found any downsides to that. And what we actually do have a bit more research on is if you have a terrible night of sleep, that really impacts your cognitive function. Mm. Creatine can help kind of attenuate that impact a little bit.
Okay.
And we're also finding some research that it does help with the impact of concussions. So anybody in a contact sport who's taking creatine on a consistent basis, it's possible that that can help minimize the damage of a concussion.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Holly. Great. And everything in moderation.
Absolutely.
And anything that pops like this, you should always question it and look into it before you jump on what some 20-year-old says
okay.
to do.
So we're going to keep our eye out on these weird, rando trends, and then Holly will be back on the air with us on the show, and she'll tell us if it's real or not.
Thanks so much, Holly.
You're the
Absolutely.
Best.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
The Buzz.
Yeah, extreme heat builds in tomorrow. 98.9 The Buzz, Spisana and Sandy. Welcome to 7 o'clock hour. Nice now, 61. Scott Spisana and Sandy Waters. And we're saying... I just need to say, heat advisory tomorrow now could feel like close to 104 degrees. That's dangerous.
They just pushed it up 3 degrees.
Yeah, 94 on the thermometer, but it's going to feel way hotter, way humid, very Florida-like.
This is not going to be good.
No.
If this happens again, what happened on Friday around Westridge Road by the Kodak Center? Was anyone driving around that area on Friday? Anyone live around that area, work around that area?
What time?
What happened? In mid-afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
It's all a blur. You know how you look back and you think back, what did I do this weekend? It's all a blur. Mid-afternoon, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
The nastiest smell ever. Now, I do I don't always drive by that area, but I have. I mean, I live in Greece. That's like a... What the heck was it? It was the most putrid smell ever. And then I was like, oh my God, like even approaching it. I was like, what is that? What could possibly be happening where that entire block smells that bad? And then all of a sudden I look over, you know how across from the Kodak Center, where the car dealership was, Peeler, was it Peeler?
Peeler's on Lake Ave, yeah.
Now it's just
Just
there was a food truck, a funnel cake food truck set up. I'm like, who the hell? And there was a line. I'm like, okay, that looks delicious. That sounds delicious. But who the hell can eat that now with this smell?
I can understand if it was like a hot dog cart with sauerkraut. Maybe it was the sauerkraut. No, Kodak farts every so often and it smells like, I smell it all the time driving through there. I drive by there every day.
Oh, you go every day?
Yeah.
I've never once smelled
that
bad?
Yeah. Sometimes it gets bad. It's either they're doing some kind of process, chemical process. Kodak also has a, what would you call it? A dock, a loading dock where they have pipelines where the big ships come in and they pump the chemicals up the hill to where Kodak Park is.
Okay, that can't be good. That can't be healthy for that area. That is horrible. Like, how can you even go to work or live or drive? It was. I didn't realize it happened as often as you're saying.
Yeah, I smell.
How many times a month do you smell it?
Though? I don't know if I smell it once a month, but depending on time of day, I don't know. Maybe quarterly, maybe 4 or 5 times a year. Like I know they're offloading chemicals or something. Anybody know about this story? 818-2899. If you know about the stink.
Here in High Falls, we sometimes get the brewery.
Yeah.
But that is, I kind of like that smell.
Yeah, those hops and malt. Yeah. Yum. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Oh, they're making beer today. Wonder what kind they're making.
What neighborhood was it or town was it where there's a landfill by and they're like fighting the town to stop at this landfill because it's puking up the town as far as the stench. Where is that? I forgot now.
East side.
Somebody tell me. Is that your
Newark? Oh God! Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're going back and forth on whether to renew to keep it going or not, and all that stuff.
Does it stick to your clothes? Like if you live in that area, I feel horrible for those neighbors. Do you go into work and all of a sudden you smell like a fart? Like who farted? Oh no, it's just me. I just live on Kodak. Westridge Road.
That was always the joke though. When somebody farted, be like, "Oh, it's Kodak." We've always done that joke. What's that smell?
Oh, my God. That was so bad. It's still in my nose.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't eaten since Friday because of it.
I drive through. Okay. I drive through. I know. I take 104 and then get off like Lake and, you know, right there in Ridge to come to work a lot of times. And quite often there'll be that like, ooh, Kodak's cooking today. P.U.
Smell is my biggest thing. My biggest fear whenever anybody, this is one of the reasons why I don't invite people over to my house because I have no idea what it smells like. You know how you don't know what your house smells like? But when you go into a stranger's house or someone's, not a stranger's house, that's weird. That's creepy. When you go into someone's house, you're like, oh, wow, their house smells like blah, blah, blah.
I don't really notice that. That must be one of your things. I don't really notice that.
You don't?
No.
You don't notice the smell?
Unless you got 20 plugins in the house, then it's like, ew, something's going on. Something's wrong.
Oh, my God. Because I don't have, like, ventilation from my stove. There's no air vent outside. So I know it just lingers in the kitchen, and I'm like, oh, my God.
That's the worst.
I light so many candles when people come over. They probably are judging that.
Yeah, I mean, so if you cover up a smell with another smell, that makes it double worse.
Well, what would you rather? The smell like Westridge Road on Friday or a bunch of candles?
But come it's candles and ass. That's what it smells like. It's like, what are you going to do?
Sell that at Bath & Body Works?
You know, it's not like it's going to cover it up. It's just going to amp. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyhow, I feel so bad for your neighbors.
Right. All right.
Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes. Sugar justified to go for a walk with your partner, and they do this. And apparently, this happens quite often. And it's usually the husband's fault.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember back in the day when I was in high school and the concerts you guys used to have, bringing Shaggy to town, all those concerts, they were a blast. Had so much fun.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz. Not every choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
All right, jerk or justified to go for a walk with your partner, your sweetie, your honey, your love buddies, and they walk ahead of you. Ahead of you! At a graduation party over the weekend. Congrats to Ashley Fichtner.
Hey, now.
Great party. I was asking mom, okay, now both her kids are out. They moved out of the house, like Ashley will, you know, in late August, September. Now that the kids are out of the house, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your time? What are you guys going to talk about? And she's like, you know, I think we're going to start taking more walks together.
Nice.
I go, aw, that's my dream, too, with matching, like, suits. Like,
suits?
You know,
like Brooks like, Brothers?
Not suits, like jogging suits. I was going to say jogging suits, but who says that? Okay, anyhow, matching outfit. And she was like, yeah, so we went for a walk, and you know what? He, the entire time, was walking at least 5 to 10 steps ahead of me. And she's like, I was like, hello? We're supposed to go for a walk together. And then all of a sudden, it turned into everybody, like, saying, oh, yeah, my husband does that, too. And then all the guys were trying to defend the reason why they walk in front.
Okay.
So I thought this would be perfect. Jerk, if you're taking a walk together, stay together. It's about spending time with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or justified, some people naturally walk faster. It's not rude unless they're intentionally ignoring their partner.
Let's go to the calls, find out. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Jerk or justified.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to say this is, as a couple, you should be walking together. I'm going to say it's a jerk move on him. I've had the same situation where she walked further ahead than I did. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's not just a husband problem.
No.
Okay.
You're very stereotypical today, Sandra. All right. So you call it jerk for either of you to walk ahead of each other.
Yeah, it's a couple things. Should be bonding thing. It's a physical moment for each other.
All right. Okay, that's
walking
the deal.
Ahead of your partner is like watching a movie together, but you're sitting in separate rooms. That's what it's like.
Or watching a movie together and she's on her phone.
Well, you're still together. I know that's Did you just say that because your wife does that all the time?
Oh, no. I just heard about that.
Do you take walks together?
No, I want to, but she's never around in time to walk somewhere. And when she is, it's something else is going on. And 6-year-old.
Oh, you don't walk together?
No, I'd love to. We've got the bike path out off of 104 that we couldn't actually walk on. It would be wonderful, but nah. We did twice. Once with the baby carriage. And twice with the baby in the stroller.
Is it weird? You're a couple. Are there other couples who just never walk together?
I love to, but she's a slow walker. She's a real slow walker.
So see, you would be the guy who's walking too fast.
I always have to stop myself, wait for her to catch up, and then
818-2899. Where are you putting your tail? A jerk or justified?
Heidi's on the phone. What's up, Berg?
Hey, I say it's jerk.
Jerk.
But. Men learn it at a very young age.
Ah, good point.
Because, have you ever noticed kids, especially boys, go for a head they walk when you take them for a walk?
Yeah.
They learn it when they're young.
It's almost like a natural thing because it's your explorer urge, you know, gene from back when we were like cavemen, you know, and our protector gene. almost, I see it as. I want to say justified, but I'm kind of leaning. I know it'll probably end up being jerk, Sandy. That's my prediction.
Well, now that we're two jerks into this, great prediction.
Well, I didn't have a chance to say it until then. Thanks, Heidi. No, it's just like,
oh, wow.
I see it, but it's, I don't think we do it on purpose necessarily. Let's go here. Hi, the Buzz. Morning. Jerk or justified?
Are we still doing?
Yeah.
Justified. I would rather my husband walk in front of me so I don't have to listen to him talk about everybody's lawn.
So you guys do it not for a romantic walk, but for just exercise, right?
Just appreciate what she said. That was so funny. That was so funny.
Okay. All right. Good one. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Hi, the Buzz. Hey, Carm, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Go ahead.
Being an expert on everything male, I'm going to say this is jerk.
Ah.
But on the flip side, any other mode of transportation, you lead the way. On the bicycle, my wife does 1.5 miles an hour regardless, and I cannot keep up with that
thing. I know.
So, yeah, you got to walk with your wife hand in hand if you walk faster than her.
Oh, yeah. I love that. This is why I don't, you know how I always wanted to run with my husband because my husband runs, and I'm like, that would be the most adorable, cute couple thing to do, run together, right?
Yeah, you can't run an old hand, though. That'd be bad.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Then I realized that I was probably holding him back because obviously I'm a slower runner than he is. Mm-hmm. And the guilt of holding him back. And now I hate running with him.
Because I think
you have to be, if you're going to commit to doing whatever it is, running or walking together, then that's what you should be together. When otherwise, you're going on your own.
My wife trails so far behind. I'm using my left hand. Go, come on, man. Come on.
How about my wife is the way she's built. Well, I'm just going to say it. We're about the same height, but the way she's built, her arms aren't like I'm. So
you
when
are
we hold
not
hands,
the same height.
We're not the same height, even though we're about an inch apart. There seems like a difference. Like I must have like short arms or long arms or something because I'm always like reaching up to grab her hand. So we can't just walk, swing hand in hand, walking side by side. So that's kind of tough.
What you just described was a pretty funny visual.
Yeah. It's like I'm hanging onto my mom's hand. It's like my left hand gets numb because it's up in the air. I lose feeling in it because all the blood rushes out of it.
Come on, little buddy. Your short little legs are just trying to keep up with her. That's why you don't go for walks together.
For every two steps is one step for her.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You're like my mini Schnauzer with his little phone.
Okay, that was weird. Bye, Carm. Thanks, man.
It wasn't weird. He walks so fast. Watch your dog. Well, I don't have a big dog. Little dogs walk so fast. That's Scott's potato. Okay, well, I love it. I love it. And one final message that just came in. Jerk, five steps ahead the entire time. That's not a walk together. That's a walk with a person trailing behind you.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that looks like, yeah.
The verdict is...
Looks like, yeah, yeah. We don't do it intentionally, except for that one gal who likes to lag behind. I love it.
That was funny.
You're justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I have an invention idea.
Huh?
A retractable husband leash. Get back here. Somebody invent that. All right, coming up on the show just after 8 o'clock. I don't know how to handle this.
What are you talking
about? To get drunk with your teenager.
Yeah.
Also, before the end of the show, a Rochester mystery you will have to solve. And wait, don't tell me.
Keep it there.
98.9 The Buzz. $0 a month.
Hi. Happy Monday on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Want to do a couple of quick things. We just found out this morning that actor Sam Neill has passed away. He was the Jurassic Park guy, doctor. He's also in Peaky Blinders. He was, 78 degrees.
78?
Yeah. And he was doing well. He was living in New Zealand. You know, has an olive farm. He's a farmer, an entrepreneur, actor, and all that kind of stuff. And also want to do a big up to the brand new location opening today of 7 Brew on Empire Boulevard in Webster.
Oh, there you go. Now you can experience it. You just stop by on your way home?
Yeah, man. I think so.
You'll find out for yourself why there's always a long line.
Oh, man, I know. It's so cool. So, anyway, there you go. That's
okay, tell me the right way to handle this, because I have no idea. I'm like, oh, man, what the hell? So, anybody... Okay.
Okay.
Is it okay to get drunk with your kid? When your kid asks if they can get drunk?
Yeah.
With you?
Yes.
What do you say?
Absolutely.
I'm not
thinking twice about it, because I'd much rather have them experience that time first with you than with other people.
What? I've heard parents like you do that. Before you send your kid off to college, they experience getting drunk in front of you. I don't know if I can go there. Is that really good? Has that ever backfired? 818-2899.
The way you're describing it is off. You're going to experience alcohol together. Whether it's watching a TV show or a game or sitting around playing board games or whatever, just getting that social interaction and alcohol. There's a way to do it. There's a wrong way to do it.
Yeah, what's the wrong way to do it?
All right, here's some Fireball. Pound it now. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. You don't do that with your kid.
Because I've heard some parents do.
Yeah, it's
they try
also
to
here.
Replicate what happens at a fraternity party or something.
Right.
Do it in this house so you know how it feels, and then you don't want to do that.
Or smoke this whole pack of cigarettes in front of me now. You know,
so
I don't think it's the right way to do it.
My daughter over the weekend was like, and she's 17, and she was like, you know, she had admitted to me that when she was out with friends, she did try a White Claw.
Oh, okay.
She drank a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
did you say thank you?
Well, first I was like, the minute she was like, yeah, you know, I just shared a White Claw, I just drank a little bit of it. And I go, oh, God, Lex, okay, first, I appreciate you and thank you for being so open and honest.
Absolutely, yes.
Second, I know that you're giving me, like, the parent price of that story. Like, it's you said a little bit of it. What does that really mean? It's probably a little bit more than what you're telling me. Okay, fine. No, it's just whatever. And then the conversation came up. She's like, you know, some of my friends, their parents say, hey, let's drink when you're here at home and ba-da-da-da. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, see here, you're not a drinker. You don't like to, you don't drink much of anything. So it's got to tear at you a little bit. What does your husband say? Or have you not told him yet?
It was just, but the whole, you know, she drank a little bit. That was the same. I think we are on the same page. Okay, thank you for being so honest.
Yeah.
But please, we're not going there. Just don't be stupid when we're not around. No. Mm-hmm. And then the dangers of drinking and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I did give her a little, you know, I spaced it out a couple hours later. Oh, by the way. And then I did the whole parenting thing. By the way, be careful because, you know, whatever. You want to have control over your mind and what your actions are.
Right.
But the whole drinking and getting drunk, he wasn't in the room when we were talking about that, when I was talking about that with her. But I don't know. I do hear some parents saying, I just don't know if I subscribe to that. When your kids went away to college, well, Scotty, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you do? How did you prepare for that?
Well, I know he had had drinks before college. And
well, he did.
Yeah, and we even shared wine at family dinners, you know. And I'm like, so now you're staying. You're not gonna, you know, you're staying the night because you know you had this much wine or whatever like that.
You were completely fine with knowing that he was out with his friends drinking.
Well, no, but I told him, I'm like, you know, what you're doing. First of all, it's illegal. Number two, it's dangerous. So you know, don't do that. And if you ever do, not only should you not do that, but you got to call me so I can come and get you because I don't want you drinking and driving. And that's all it was. I gave him the space, and he's never... Oh, I'm sure... Oh, he's had a couple of times where he's just like, oh, I felt like crap for the next 2 days. Well, good. Now you know what you... Now you know
that,
your limits.
Right there.
Yeah.
That felt like crap moment.
Yeah.
To have them experience that at home with you, is that what you subscribe to?
No. You've got to be in pain and having to get up at 7 in the morning to go work the next day. That's what you got to do. It can't be a Friday night where you don't have to work on Saturday. It's got to be real world experience.
I don't know if I want to see my kid drunk. I don't even know if I want to go there. And why do you have to?
There's a difference. You black and white it, which shouldn't be the way. It's either like pound out, blackout drunk, or just a buzz. You guys can have a dinner and have a couple of wines or whatever, and you know, how are you feeling? What's this feel like? That kind of thing. You have to get hammered.
I don't know how you feel about this. And I know there's a lot of kids that, you know, this is it. This is the conversation because they're moving out of the house. They're going to school soon in a couple weeks here.
It's not only that. It's weed, too. You know, it's cannabis. That's a whole category.
That's a whole other conversation. Hmm? No, I'm not down with that. Are you?
They're opening a store in Eastview Mall. Like it's mainstream. It's another way to be recreationally in your own world. Just like going to a liquor store or buying beer. Now you can, you know.
I feel like the minute I say, okay, let's do this together. Let's experience it together. All of a sudden now I'm saying here, yes, it's an open invitation. I promote this behavior. That's how I would feel.
No, she knows that she'll be holding your hair over the, when she's,
I know.
when you're puking in the toilet.
The Buzz.
I am intrigued because he says this is like a some Rochester mystery. Mm-hmm. For wait, don't tell me. Help me solve it at 818-2899.
Are you ready? Can you predict how this mystery plays out? Mm. This is a real Rochester mystery on wait, don't tell me.
Okay.
In 1995, Bausch & Lomb brought a piece of one of the most famous walls in history to Rochester. Mm-hmm. Not a replica, not a souvenir, an actual section of the Berlin Wall.
Yes.
The plan was to put it on display at its headquarters, One Bausch & Lomb Place, to commemorate the new building.
Yeah, right downtown.
But when the massive concrete slab arrived in Rochester, something seemed off. It didn't look like what everybody was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
How does the story end?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that was quite a hole you left me.
Now, so, do you remember that the Berlin Wall was... Okay.
Yeah, I do remember it. And I thought I remember seeing it at the Bausch & Lomb building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been to a bunch of weddings there since, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. There was something odd about when it was delivered to us. Think about it. What could have been wrong?
Okay.
With the piece of the Berlin Wall.
Right.
818-2899 if you want to join in on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, wait. Don't tell me, because I kind of remember this. 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so this is another one of those Rochester mysteries that you have to try to guess how it ends.
Do you remember? Do you remember this? Do you remember when that?
Kind of. 1995 is when this happened. So a piece of the Berlin Wall, the actual Berlin Wall, was donated to us mm-hmm. by Berlin-based Dr. Mann Pharma, a German pharmaceutical company.
Mm-hmm.
The plan was to put it on display at its headquarters, Bausch & Lomb headquarters, One Bausch & Lomb Place, to commemorate the new building.
Right.
Yeah. But when the massive concrete slab arrived in Rochester, something seemed off.
And what was that, right? Anybody remember this? Call me up at 818-2899. I didn't get any calls, but I'm thinking, I just remember one of those low riser, like 18 wheelers, and it was red. This is really bizarre. I might just be making this up. But, you know, like you'd put like a earth mover on, you know, that they kind of the wheel, and it kind of goes down like that, so it's a low rise, and it was a big rectangular chunk of cement on it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? And I remember that when the Berlin Wall came down, all of the people on the wall and the video of them taking, you know, videos of people celebrating and them rocking a piece back and forth. I just remember all this so mm-hmm. vividly, and mm-hmm. I remember that it had. The Berlin Wall had graffiti all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
here's my thought. when it came to Rochester, the graffiti on it was really offensive. And swear words okay. on it.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final. So it had graffiti on it that was offensive, so they couldn't put it in public. Final answer. I'm just taking a stab.
So it didn't look like what everybody was expecting. People expected to see colorful graffiti covered the surface that became famous around the world, just like you described
it. Yeah.
Instead, the slab was accidentally sandblasted clean before coming to Rochester.
No.
So Balshilam ended up having, they just got this cement chunk with no graffiti or anything, sandblasted clean. So then Balshilam hired an artist to repaint the graffiti using historical photographs.
That's hilarious. So it's basically the opposite of what I was saying.
After Valiant Pharmaceuticals acquired Balshilam in 2013, the company reorganized the headquarters, shifted. August 2014, the wall segment was gifted to a corporate executive in Switzerland. So it's no longer in Rochester.
Wait, some dude got a piece, like a big chunk of the wall to put in his house?
Yeah, but here's the question now. Were they honest and said, oh, no, that's not real graffiti, that it was an artist who had it because it was sandblasted?
Did they tell him? I don't know. That's funny.
Isn't that the wildest story? No idea.
That is hilarious. That's one of the things I remember about the Berlin Wall, is that it had all kinds of graffiti on it. That was part of the resistance of separating Germany, you know?
Spisano and so Sammy. Typical Rochester. That is such a Rochester story.
Right?
Here
you go. Here's some history.
Here's your beautiful gift of history, sandblasted clean.
That's so funny. Oh, God. All right, well, it's coming up on our 9 o'clock hour, which means commercial-free for 98 straight minutes just to kick your morning off. If you're sick of us, you know, we'll shut up.
Well, how am I supposed to talk about the podcast?
We'll talk about the podcast.
We won't shut up on the podcast.
No.
You can listen back to the show, anything that you missed from it, on the Spisano and Sandy podcast or the Breakfast Buzz, wherever you listen to your podcast. You have a fantastic day. Absolutely wonderful day. Shout out to Elizabeth Phillips, who's listening at work and says that she would love to participate a little bit more, but work is too serious.
That's fine. We get it. That's fine. No problem.
It is time to say, we out.
We out like every kid on the block when someone yells, who wants popsicles? See you, bye. Enjoy the day.
Bye.
See you, ma.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.